Welcome to season 24 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I bring you stories and best practices of today's leaders to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go. Welcome back. I am excited you're here another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that is exactly what we're going to do this week, covering the important topic of how to lead others in uncertain times. And there might not be a better time than right now to cover this critical topic. Before we get there, just a quick announcement. The next Ultimate Leadership Academy closes on March 17th. If you're not familiar, the Ultimate Leadership Academy is our 8-week virtual leadership program. It's based on the best-selling book, Building the Best. It includes 3 live group coaching sessions with me to focus on application and community. It includes 8 weekly micro-learning courses that you can take at your own pace, covering important topics like accountability, coaching, communication, difficult conversations, and then it provides tools and challenges to help you implement the learning. You can go to learnloft.com, click on Academy, or go to learnloft.com/Ultimate Leadership Academy to sign up today. You can use the code LEADER to get $50 off and get a special bonus of the 2020 leadership plan. I want you to have both. Go to learnloft.com/Ultimate Leadership Academy to sign up today. Now, in this week's show, we are covering a topic that is just as timely as any topic that we've ever covered, which is how to lead others in uncertain times. Like most things, we're going to start with this story. In 1519, there was a man named Hernan Cortez, and he led a large expedition consisting of 600 Spaniards, 16 or so horses, and 11 boats to Mexico. The goal was simple: to capture a magnificent treasure said to be held there. And upon arrival, Cortez made history by destroying his ships. He sent a clear message to his men: there is no turning back. We will either win or we will perish. And although you might assume that Cortez's men would have become despondent with no exit strategy in place to save their lives, they instead rallied behind their leader as they had never had before. Within 2 years, he succeeded in his conquest of the Aztec Empire. At its essence, the idea that has become so famous now from a leadership perspective is called burning the boats. And it really represents the point of no return. It's a psychological commitment where you recognize that you have crossed a line that you never are going to cross again. There's no hedging, no looking over your shoulder. Everything now. All thoughts and efforts must be focused on succeeding in this new reality. While it's hard to even contemplate a leader burning the boats in today's world, the reality is Hernan Cortez and his army were facing extreme uncertainty. They had to be thinking, what could possibly be in store for us? What if the army that we were about to face was 20 times our size? What if they had weapons far superior than we did? The doubts and the questions could go on and on. But the only fact about the situation is that they did not know. And the time that they were about to enter into their lives was extremely uncertain. And that's the time we're in right now. And if you're leading a team right now, there's a good chance there's some uncertainty. All uncertainty is, uncertainty simply refers to the situation involving imperfect or unknown information. it applies to predictions of future events, to physical measurements that are already made, or to the unknown. The key here is that it applies to predictions of future events, to the unknown. And why this is so important is because leadership, in many ways, is all about uncertainty. Leaders are constantly providing a vision of a future that has not yet happened, a vision of a better world than exists in its current form, all in an effort to rally others to buy into that vision, to make it become a reality in the future. Here's the key takeaway for today. All great leaders provide direction and hope in times of uncertainty. I'm going to say it again. All great leaders provide direction and hope in times of uncertainty. And in today's environment, there is no better example of this than the coronavirus. In my 37 years on earth and 15 professionally, I have never experienced this much uncertainty. It has a feel of September 11th in a different kind of way. And depending on the industry that you lead in, there is a good chance, or it has or it will, impact your business or the people you lead in one way or another. But when the going gets tough, the tough gets going. It reminds me a lot of a stockbroker in great markets. It seems like every stockbroker is great. But when uncertainty starts to happen, and it does happen, it's where the cream rises to the top. It's when we actually find out who's done the work, who's ready to go, who can lead in times of uncertainty. And I don't know if this is true in your world today or not, but when times are good, leadership's not easy, but it's not nearly as hard as when the times get really rocky. The sea gets really rocky. I mean, just this week, a workshop of ours was postponed in Florida. And not only does it affect me, it affects our entire team. Not just the revenue, but the mindset. So when I speak about leading others in uncertain times today and in crisis, I do so because I have to do it myself. I face these challenges myself. And leading others in uncertain times, it really starts with understanding what is at the center of uncertainty. It's fear. It's that four-letter word that starts with F, fear. We fear what we don't know or understand. And like I tell all of our coaching clients, fear is the emotion of the mind. Because the 6 inches between our ears is the most powerful thing that we have. And it starts to picture all that could go wrong. And all the different scenarios that might happen. The key word here is might. It's the story that we begin to tell ourselves to keep us safe and comfortable. And here is where fear gets really complicated. It not only can infiltrate your mind as a leader, but it can and it will infiltrate each person on your team, often in different ways and with different intensity levels. Overcoming fear is a battle, and I might say a skill that constantly needs to be worked on to reduce it. To use a golf analogy, I felt nervous in so many times in my golfing career. I literally started to doubt and let my mind win. And in many instances, it did win. I allowed the fear of failure to set in. And it, with 100% certainty, affected my performance in future shots and in future holes. And as you gain more experience, and as I gain more experience in golf, I learned how to channel that fear. The same is true with you and your team. As you gain more experience and you get better at not only reducing the fear, but not allowing it to take hold of the space it so desperately desires in your brain. It desires space. The things that are most powerful here is if those thoughts are going to come in your mind, that's fine. But don't let them stay. Throw them out. Decide that you aren't going to let them take over you and replace them with better thoughts. Now, I know this is easy to say out loud, but part of your responsibility in leading others in uncertain times is that your people will face these fearful thoughts. And part of your job is to help them understand that nothing good comes after they allow fear to set in. Regardless of how intense the pressures or the messages from the outside world, it will only hurt you and the team and them. So let's get the four-letter word of F on the table and understand that it starts with you being able to overcome fear and understanding what it really is, and then helping your team do the same. And once we understand fear is at the root of what will ruin you and your team in uncertain times, then comes your most important job: to get the facts. Take the time, effort, and necessary steps to get the facts about the current situation. Don't rely on a news headline or some opinion that you might have, but on actual facts. And while it's true that facts will be changing as time goes on, it is important as anything that you do to communicate to your team things that are rooted in facts and not fear. Get the facts. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care the amount of time it takes. Get the facts. Because once we get the facts, now it's time to then go communicate the facts with a hope in the future. I mean, take a deep breath. And I want you to be able to communicate with confidence and not stupidity. Because there is nothing wrong with taking a moment to get the facts before you communicate them. And then lace in that hope in the future. Because there is nothing worse than a leader who lies, is reactive, and doesn't shoot straight with his or her people. Now, I am the first to admit this can be challenging. Because oftentimes, the facts aren't good. And those facts can create even more uncertainty or even more doubt. And while each situation is different, I have found it almost always better to side with transparency and facts, but centering that transparency and those facts with a hope in the future. In many ways, the only thing that matters for a leader is what's ahead of them and what's ahead of their team. Hope is expecting good things with confidence. It's literally an optimistic state of mind that the future is brighter in the future than it is today. And it has to be at the center of your message, or your people won't make the self-disciplined choices required to improve the situation. They will give up. They will retreat to that comfort. They will allow that fear to take hold. Now, I've mentioned the definition of self-discipline before, And I'm going to repeat it again. It's the willingness and the ability to sacrifice what you want now for what you want more later on. Each member of your team will have to be willing and able to sacrifice what they want now, fear and comfort, for what they want more later on, a better future. And this is exactly why your message to your team needs both facts and a hope in the future. And once your initial message to your team is given, those communicating the facts with a center of a hope in the future, whether that happens virtually or in person, or then the real work begins. Because each and every day, you have to bring the energy, positivity, and empathy required to lead your team each and every single day in those uncertain times. Because uncertain times, it drains your energy quicker than normal, and it just has this natural breeding of negativity. I mean, you know this. So you have to bring double the amount of energy that you would bring every single day. You have to highlight the positives, even if they're really small. And you have to have empathy with your team because it's more challenging than ever to work in an environment with drastic uncertainty. I'm going to repeat these three things again. Because not only do you have to get the facts right and communicate the facts with a hope in the future, once you communicate those things, every single day you've got to bring energy, you've got to bring positivity, and you've got to bring empathy. And do not come a day into work or in front of your team without those three things. If you don't have it that day, take a breath before you walk in the office. They need you to bring double the amount of energy, an immense amount of positivity, and empathy that they're going through a difficult time, putting yourself in their shoes and expect and acting differently because of it. So if you find yourself leading in uncertain times, which I know you are right now, remember the story of Hernan Cortez about burning the boats. You are exactly in the position you are supposed to be, and you are good enough to lead your team in uncertain times, because that's what leadership is all about. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at